Kuzmar believes to say whether or not they buried their Nephilim in the base of Tumas. We had in the previous mission that the Kuzim would bury their premature baby that had died in the base of Tumas until they find a better place to bury the Nephilim. But they are believed to say that there is no Nephil buried there. And that's only if the Kuzim that's a coin that's eating Truma in the base of Tumas, only then would the Kuzim be believed to say that there's no Nephil buried there. And if there was a Nephil buried there, the Kusi coin would not eat Truma there, and the Truma would become Tummy. And since Tumas Mace is written explicitly in the Torah, that which amazes the Tummy Baal is written explicitly in the Torah, the Kusim would keep this in you. As the Kusim keep anything that's written explicitly in the Torah, so the Kusi coin would not be eating Truma there if there's a Nephil buried in the base of Tumas. But if there's somebody who's other than a Kusi eating Truma in the base of Tumas, if there's a regular coin eating Truma in the base of Tumas, the Kusi would not be believed to say that there's no Nephil buried there. And even though by lying to us is causing this coin to do an Isser, but the Kuzim are not concerned for causing somebody else to do an Isser. And they disregard that which it says, you shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, meaning you shouldn't cause somebody else to do an Isser. The Kuzim don't care about Lefnei Iver, so therefore they don't mind lying and saying that there's no Nephil buried there, even though that would cause a coin to eat Truma there and be over that Isser. So only if there is a Kuzi himself who's eating Truma in the base of Tumas, would he be believed to say there's no Nephil buried there? Now, manim loymer ala behema im bichra im lo bichra. So too, a Kusi would be believed to say whether a behema is a bechor or not. And that's only if the Kusi is actually doing some work with this behema, or sharing the wool from this behema. And that would be us if the behema was a bechor. And it's written explicitly in the Torah, lo tavo be bechor sharecha, lo tago be bechor tzonecha. You can't do work with the bechor of your oxen, nor can you share the wool from the bechor of your sheep. So therefore, if it would be a Bechor, they would not be over this Isser, since it's written explicitly in the Torah, so therefore they're believed to say that the behemoth is not a Bechor. Now, manim al tzion kvaros. The Kusim are believed in the accuracy of the marking of kvaros, of places where people are buried. And this is written explicitly in a pasuk in Yechezkel that you should mark kvaros, places where people are buried should be marked to the corner. Do not become tamei from the kvaros. And since it's written explicitly in a pasuk in Yechezkel, the Kusim would mark the kvaros accurately, so their markings could be relied upon. But they would not be believed about schachos and pros. This is a suffix tuma, and the kuzim are not concerned for a suffix, so therefore they would not be believed for schachos and pros. Schachos is where there's a mace buried underneath one branch of a tree, and we don't know underneath which branch the mace is buried. The kuzim would not be believed to tell you underneath which branch the mace is buried. And since this is a suffix tuma, we're not sure where the mace is buried. They would just lie and tell you it's buried under one branch, even though it's buried under a different branch. And so too, they not believe on pros. Pros are avanim, stones that are sticking out from a fence. There's a mace buried underneath one of the stones that's sticking out from the fence, and we don't know underneath which stone the mace is buried. The Kusi would not be believed to tell us underneath which stone is buried. And since there's a suffix tuma here, they're not concerned to lie to us and tell us that it's buried underneath one stone when it's really buried underneath a different stone. Lo abeta prat. So too, the Kuzim are not believed about the tumah of abeta prat. This tumah is only midrabbanan, and the Kuzim are not concerned about a tumah midrabbanan, so therefore they're not believed about the tumah of abeta prat. Abeta prat is a field. They had a kever in the field, and that field was plowed. And the Chachamim were talking that up to 100 amos away from the kever would be tameh, and since when it was plowed, possible that the plow dragged a bone from the mace, so all the dirt up to 100 amos away from the kever would be tummy, as possible the bone from the mace mixed in with that dirt, so that dirt would be metame b'mago b'mata by touching and by carrying, just like the bone of a mace. And this tumah is only midrabbanan, so the Kuzim are not believed to say that the field was not plowed. The general rule with regards to Kuzim is that anything that they themselves are suspect that they would be over the Isser, they would not be believed to say that there is no Isser. Since they themselves would be over the Isser, they would lie to us to say that there's no Isser over here, so they cannot be relied upon. And all these dinim about Kusim apply only in the times of the Mishnah, but nowadays, the Rabbanan have already been going to the Kusim, have a din like any other guy, as once we found that there was a Demus Yonah in Har Grizim. Har Grizim is a place where the Kusim live. And the Chachamim found that they had a Demus Yonah there. They had an idol that was shaped like a Yonah, and they were worshipping this idol. So now that they worship Avodah Zarah, they have a din like Gaim. So all the dinim that we have said in the Mishnah about Kusim do not apply anymore, since nowadays Kusim have the same din, just like a regular guy. A woman who sees a blood stain on her flesh, and we don't know if this blood is dam nido or not, The Rabbanan were mitaken that a woman who has a kesem is tameh, if it's possible. That is dam nida. Can that get beis atorfa tameh? Ushalo can that get beis atorfa tahira? If this kesem, if this bloodstain that she found is near the beis atorfa, is near the makom erva, it's possible that it's dam nida in such a case, and therefore she would be tameh. But if it's shalo keneged beis atorfa, it's not near the beis atorfa, it's not near the makom erva, then since it's impossible that it came from her, it's not dam nida, must have came from somewhere else, and therefore it is tahira. Al ikva. Let's say she finds a bloodstain on her heel. Be al rosh gaidla tameh. Or she finds blood on the top of her big toe, she would be tameh, as it's possible for dam nida to get on her heel, on her big toe. As sometimes a woman will sit down in such a way that her heel will be near the makom erva, and maybe the dam dripped on her heel. And sometimes while she's walking, the dam will drip on her big toe. And certainly, if there's dam on the rest of the top of her foot, she would be tameh. It's even more likely for the dam to get on the rest of her foot. But the Mishnah is saying a chiddush, that even if the blood is found on the big toe, and you might think that it's impossible for dam needed to get on her big toe, even so, sometimes while she's walking, the dam would end up dripping on the big toe, and therefore, since it's possible that it is dam nida, when she finds the blood stain on her heel or on her big toe, she would be tameh. Al shayka ba'al parso seha. A woman that finds the blood stain on her leg or on her foot. Mi bifnim tameh, mi bechutz tahira. If the blood stain is found on the inside of her foot or on the inside of her leg, she would be tameh, as it's possible that it's dam nida that dripped over there. But if it's found on the outside of her foot or leg, in such a case, it's impossible that it came from her. It can't be dam nida. The blood must have came from somewhere else, and she would be tahira. V'alat studim mikan and mikan tahira. But if it's found on either side, meaning on the front or back of her leg, she would be tahira. As if it was dam nida, it would be found on the inside of her leg, not on the side, not on the front or the back. Rasa al chaluka. A woman that has a blood stain on her clothing. Minachagor ulamata tmeya. Minachagor ulamala tahira. If the blood stain was found underneath the belt, part of her clothing that's underneath her belt, then she would be tmeya, as possible that it's dam nida that drip on her clothing. But if the blood is found above her belt on the clothing that is above her belt, she would be tahira, as if it was dam nida, would not be found above her belt. Rasa abeith yad shachal. If she has a blood stain on the sleeve of her clothing. Now, even though the sleeve is above her belt, sometimes a woman stretches out her hand, and it's possible that dam nida got on her sleeve. So the Mishnah tells her, in my gear, can I get based on torfa tmeya, then laugh to her. If the part of the sleeve on which the blood stain is found, it's possible that that part of the sleeve, if she stretches her hand, would be next to the makom erva when she stretches it, then she would be tameh, as it's possible when she stretched her hand, the dam nida dripped on it. But if it's found on the upper part of her sleeve, near her shoulder, where even if she stretched out her hand, it's impossible that that part of the sleeve would come near her makom erva, but then it's impossible that it's dam nida, the blood must have came from somewhere else, and she would be tahira. Aisa paistasa miskasa bo balayla. Kol makom sheninsa bo kesem tmeya, mipnei shehu chayzu. If a woman takes off her clothing at night and covers herself with her clothing, even if she only covered her head with the clothing, anywhere in that clothing where a bloodstain was found would make her tameh. Because the clothing tends to move around at night, meaning even if she only covered her head with the clothing, it would move around and maybe end up near her makom erva, maybe blood dripped on it. So therefore, that which we said, that if a bloodstain is found in the upper part of her clothing above the belt, that she is tahira, that's only she doesn't cover herself with the clothing at night. But if she covers herself with the clothing at night, even above the belt, a bloodstain that is found there would be tameh, as it's possible that when she covered herself at night with the clothing, it moved around, ended up near makom erva, and that's how the bloodstain got there. So therefore, she would be tameh. V'chein v'pilyus. So too with a kerchief that she covered her head with at night. If a bloodstain is found on that kerchief, she would be tameh, as it's possible the kerchief moved off her head at night and ended up near makom erva, and the blood that is found on the kerchief is dam nida.